An expert on immigration and refugee law thinks President Donald Trump's executive order barring entry to the U.S. for people from certain countries may run afoul of international treaties. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller reports.
SIU Law School professor Cindy Bies says the order halting immigration and travel from certain countries and for specific groups of people may violate the Refugee Convention established in 1951.
And that convention very clearly says that in doing refugee admissions, states get to choose who they want to admit, but they are not supposed to discriminate on the grounds of nationality or religion. And if states claim that they can't take a refugee because of national security grounds, that's also their prerogative. But the convention requires an individualized determination, not a group-wide determination.
Bies says other countries could bring action against the United States in the International Court of Justice, the court system of the United Nations. But she admits judgments from the ICJ are hard to enforce. She says executive orders have been on the rise for decades in the U.S., something she blames partly on increased partisanship and a lack of decisive action from Congress. I'm Jennifer Fuller.